The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Archbishop Eamon Martin is with me now. Archbishop, you're very, very welcome to the show and thank you for taking the time to speak to us. How important a time of the year is it for you?
Well, good evening, Kieran and everyone. This is the great week, I suppose, in the church this year. A lot of people think of like Christmas as our main feast, but of course, for Christians, Easter, the celebration of the resurrection of our Lord, is really at the core of our faith and the whole mystery of our faith. But of course, it is preceded by this reenactment and remembering in many ways of the terrible events of Holy Week and, of course, of the leading up to the crucifixion, the Last Supper, the Garden of Gethsemane, the time on Holy Saturday, that quiet day, before we once more rejoice in the hope of the resurrection. So this is a beautiful week with a whole series of mixed emotions, Kieran. It's a week of sorrow and sadness, reflecting on the suffering and death of our Lord, but also anticipating the joy and the hope of the resurrection at Easter.
Can you remember what it meant to you as a youngster?
Well, actually, I do. I have really early memories of my mum asking us to go out into the backyard on an Easter Sunday morning, especially if it was a nice day. Mm. And she would put out a basin of water and she says, "Come out, children, do you see the sun dancing? The sun's dancing because Jesus is risen from the dead." And I mean, that's a vivid, very early memory I have. And also, of course, of I remember one year my mum had a kind of a Passover meal for us at Holy Thursday to tell us the story about what it would have been like for Jesus to sit with his disciples at the Last Supper. So I have very fond memories. Then, of course, I was an altar server. So it was one of those times of the year when you had so much to do. Things were different, you know, the kissing of the cross, the washing of the feet, and of course, then the Easter fire, which was the real, an altar server's dream to be part of the ceremony with the Easter fire.
Yeah, I was an altar server myself when in primary school, so it was certainly was a busy time of the year. What does it mean more to you now in your current role than it might have as in the early days as a priest or even as a youngster? And you describe it there.
Well, you know, it, of course, I mean, I have the great honor and the privilege of being able to celebrate and do these ceremonies with the people of God. And I mean, I think for a lot of priests, these are very moving moments where you're the celebrant, you're the presider at a very beautiful and moving evocation of the events of Holy Week and Easter. And for me, of course, also, I see it in the context of what's going on in the world at the moment. The horrific suffering, the violence, the war, the displacement of people, the injustices that are out there. And remembering, of course, that the Lord Jesus suffered on behalf of all of us and pointed us to a whole new way of living, of forgiveness and reconciliation and mercy. And he pointed us really to God and to heaven. And when I look at the cross, for example, and the outstretched arms of our Lord, embracing really the whole of humanity, but also lifted up between earth and heaven and pointing us to another life and really telling us and inviting us to enter into our suffering in the hope that one day we'll be free of it in a new life with God in heaven.
And how does that sit alongside the more secular society that we live in your mind?
Well, I think that whilst it's true that we do live in a secular society, I look out the window here at the moment and just I see the busy evening traffic, everybody rushing home from work, and everybody is caught up as I am, and everyone is in the rush and the hustle and the bustle of every day. But still, I think we need moments and spaces of to reflect and to really see what is it all about anyway. And I mean, I think everyone has that innate kind of need for silence, for space. And I know everything's filled up now with our social media and our phones and everything like that. And maybe during the season of Lent, people have begun to step back a little bit. But these days, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, are days, if we can, to find a little bit of space, a little moment just for reflection on what it's all about.
And there'll be people who will go along to Mass and to Good Friday service and other events over the next few days who might not otherwise throughout the year, you know, maybe at Christmas as well. And I know I've asked you about this before, and you talk about the kind of the broad welcome the church would always have for people. At the same time, we just had a conversation on the show about assisted dying legislation, and it's kind of remarkable in a way. I can't think of anything, or I struggle to think of many things that would kind of, I guess, fly in the face of certainly the church's understanding of the sanctity of life than assisted dying.
That's true. And I think, I suppose, our church's position on that will be pretty clear, as I'm sure most of our listeners here today will know. And I would wonder if this is maybe yet another opportunity to try to sort of rush everything, you know, and not really accept that suffering and struggling is part of the human condition. And for us, you know, in the church, and I think a lot of families out there, they know that being with a loved one in their final days is extremely difficult, but it is also a very precious time. I'm conscious there are people, as we speak here this afternoon, who are sitting by the bedsides, maybe in hospital or at home or in care facilities, with loved ones and wanting to be with them, to hold their hand, to walk with them through these very precious and difficult moments, not just for the person themselves, but also for their families and their friends. But it is such a precious time. I mean, a young woman said to me just the other day about being with her mother at the time she was dying. She says, it was really difficult, but I've no regrets. It's very precious, and I will never forget these moments, these hours being with my loved ones. And that's where we would approach it, that sometimes, particularly when somebody in our families gets sick or they're diagnosed with a terminal illness like cancer or something like that, suddenly the rush of life becomes less important. We saw it during COVID, where we really needed that time to be with people who were struggling and suffering. So that's really our position on that, a position of compassionate care, of love and care for the person, to walk with them through those difficult moments. And if we did have good palliative care services, I think a lot of this worry and fear surrounding death would be helped a lot.
Archbishop Eamon Martin. Archbishop, happy Easter.
And the same to you, Kieran, and everybody. A very happy and blessed Easter. And for all of the people out there who are struggling or suffering, you're included in our prayers during these coming days. God bless you all.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.